ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning by the Rashim Itbarach, Parashat Mishpatim. And we see last week's Parashah, Am Israel, we got the Torah, Kedusha, and by Ma'amad Har Sinai. And this week, we have a lot of mizvot between Ben Adam L'Habiro, and obviously we cannot talk about everything. I thought tonight, by the Rashim, we'll speak about one of the psukim here that tells us, V'chi imkor ish et bito le'ama, לא תצא כצאת העבדים. That's what simple understanding the pasuk is talking about, that if a father is going to sell his daughter as a maid, then לא תצא כצאת העבדים. What does it mean לא תצא כצאת העבדים? Rashi says, כציאת עבדים כנענים שיוצאים בשן ועין, אבל זו לא תצא בשן ועין, אלא עובדת שש, או עד היובל, או עד שתביא סימנים. וכל הקודם, קודם לחירותה. Here, Rashi is telling us, since that the Torah is going to tell us that if someone buys Ibit Kina'ani, if something happened to that Ibit Kina'ani, the master, by mistake or whatever the case is, he made him blind, or he dropped one of his teeth, then that Ibit becomes free. How about Shifha Kina'ani that a person buys? Rashi said, the Pasuk said, Lotesa Kaseta Abadim. What does it mean? She does not go out free because her master made her blind or he dropped off one of her teeth. She doesn't go out free. That's obviously a simple understanding of the Pasuk. There are many complications in the halakha also. But we'll try to understand by the Rashi Mitbarach because Zohar HaKadosh on this week's parasha, on this Pasuk rather, he tells us that this pasuk is talking about totally something else. Pasuk said, "V'chi imkor ish et bito le'ama." Who's that ish? Ish, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar Adonai ish melchama. Adonai shemo. That's the pasuk here referring about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sells et bito. What's bito? That's the neshama of every person. Every person has neshama. The neshama is chelek Eloah ma'al. So that the neshama, when Kadosh Baruch Hu sells his neshama, et bito le'ama, he sends the neshama to serve the body that it goes inside the body. Every neshama comes inside the person's body. Lo tetzei kaseta abadim. What does it mean, lo tetzei kaseta abadim? It means that neshama should behave and should act properly according to how every person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's connected with last week's parasha. Last week's parasha by Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put all of us next to Har Sinai, and he uprooted Har Sinai on top of us, and he told us, if you want to accept the Torah, mutavim lav, sham tehe kiburatchem, chas v'shalom. So they see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forced us, we're abadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kili ben Israel abadim. Abadayhem, asher hositi otam meres Mitzrayim, lo imachiru mkiret abad. You are my slaves. Same way if someone was sold as a slave, he has to follow the rules of his master. Every neshama is kibichol slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to follow the rules. Lo tase kaseh ta'abadim. I was reading here, he brings down here in Sefer Shemen Rosh, and in this week's parasha, he brings down here, he says that there was once a story with the Rabbi Meir Per Mishlan, one of the big tzaddikim, שבהיותו ילד נתגדל אצל זקנו הגאון הקדוש מוהריד מבלז. So they grew up next to his grandfather. והיה דרכו של ערוגת הבוסם זצל לבוא לבלז ליומד הלולה של רבו מרן מהרי זיה, שבדרך כלל נופל פרשת משפטים. So in one time, what happened? לא היה בעל קורא באחד מהמניינים במות החול, ונגש ערוגת הבוסם לקרוא. לת חכם, there was no one to read ספר תורה, so he was reading ספר תורה. וכאשר הגיע לפסוק זה, when he got up to this פסוק, וכי ימכור איש את ביתו לעמה, he started to cry. בעל קורא, he started to cry. והוציא הנחה מפיו, וקראו בשבירות הלב. ואחר התפילה נגש אליו ושאלו, מה יש להתענח בפסוק זה של וכי ימכור איש את ביתו לעמה? What are you crying for? What the פסוק makes you cry about something? Then he told the Rabbi Meir Per Mishlan, he told him, you're still a young boy. After you're going to grow up, you're going to learn what the Zohar is going to speak about this Pasuk, then you're going to understand why I'm crying. Why? Because every neshama comes to this world, we have to follow the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, Ba'avonot HaRabim, people, they don't abirot, they don't follow orders. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, he sent them out, he said, you're not following the rules. Therefore, there's a lot to think about this Pasuk. Maybe we'll get also more details about it. Bezer Hashem Yitbarach. I saw here the Baal HaTorim, he tells us here, said the Pasuk, said, Lo Tetzei Ketzet Ha'abadim. Said, the word Ketzet, we have it written here, and we have it another two places in the Torah. It says Ketzet. How? Where? Said, the three times it says Ketzet. Hacha, that's the first time over here. Lo Tetzei Ketzet Ha'abadim. Ve'idach Ketzet Moshe El Ha'ohel, Yakumu Kol Ha'am, Ve'nitzibu Ish Petach Ha'olo. And later on, Parashat Kitsa said, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu used to go to his tent outside the camp, everyone used to see him, used to stand up for the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu and to look at him. Why? Because it's a good thing when a person looks at the tzaddikim, b'ayu aynecha ro'ot et morecha. So they used to look up for Moshe Rabbeinu. Over there also says, Ketzet Moshe la'ohem. The third time it says also Ketzet, ve'ohabav Ketzet Hashemesh begburato. Let's see what the Baal HaTorim tells us. However, we have to understand what's the connection. So what if it says three times Ketzet? Is there any connection between all these three? So simple understanding. I saw the Farshini bring it down that we have the Gemara, the beginning of Avodah Zarah, tells us over there that La'atid Labo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to carry Sefer Torah in his hand, and he's going to announce any person who fulfilled whatever it says in the Torah, come up and I'll reward him. Then the Gemara said, all of a sudden, all of Muta Olam, they come up. So the Bosh Olam, give us the reward, giving away a reward. Give us also some. He told him, did you keep what it says in the Torah? What should I give you a reward for? Then they told him, listen, you, Am Israel, you forced them to accept the Torah. Last week, Parasha, Kafa Aleim Har Ki Gigit. You forced them to accept it. You didn't force us. If you would have forced us, we would also kept the Torah. But he didn't force us. He just approached us. Do you want the Torah? We asked, what does it say in the Torah? It's not good for us. We don't want. So he went on. It's not fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know what? Even though now it's already too late, but I give you last chance. Let's everyone build his own sukkah and go sit inside the sukkah. Mitzvah kalna, yeshli. I have easy mitzvah. Go fulfill that mitzvah. The Gemara said, all the Muta'olam, they get excited. Everyone start to build the sukkah. And the first day when they wanted to go to the sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hosi Hamam Nartika. It was boiling hot on that day. And all the goyim, they went inside the sukkah. And they see it's too hot, they cannot stand it. Everyone used to kick the sukkah and come out. That's what the Gemara said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on them, the Pasuk said in Tehillim, Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laughing at them. Even after all what I did, I gave you last chance, and he still squandered it. He didn't want to keep it. Therefore, he's laughing at them. So here in Farshim, they say, here it said, Lo Tetzei Ketzet Ha'abadim. Said, what does it mean? Said, La'atid Labo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Ketzet Hashemesh Begburato. When's that going to be? After he's going to tell them to build the sukkah. And each person, he has to go where? He has to go El Ha'ohel, Ketzet Moshe El Ha'ohel. When what Moshe Rabbeinu, that referring to Am Israel. Am Israel, when they go to the sukkah, the Gemara, because the Gemara asked over there, so what do you want? We have halakha, Mista'ir Patrum Min Sukkah. So Umot Ha'olam, they leave the sukkah and they go out. Also Israel, if it's too hot, they could leave the sukkah. Mitzta'ir patur min sukkah. Tashibuk, ain't taduru. The Gemara said, you're right. But if a Jew, he leaves the sukkah, how does he leave the sukkah? He feels bad. Habal, that we cannot keep the mizvah of sukkah today. But Umot Ha'olam, they kick the sukkah, get out of here, when I come out. That the Pasuk said, Keset Hashemesh Begburato, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the sun, Hosei Hamam Nartika, then you're going to see a difference between Am Israel and Mut Ha'olam. Am Israel, you're going to see them, Ketzet Moshe El Ha'ohel. How Am Israel is going to do the Mitzvah Sukkah, even if it's too hot, they leave the Sukkah, they feel bad that they're missing on this Mitzvah. But Mut Ha'olam said, Lo Tetzei Ketzet Ha'abadim, Mut Ha'olam, how do they leave the Sukkah? They kick the Sukkah and they go out. He said, no, don't be like this. You have to be Ketzet Moshe El Ha'ohel. That's how we can connect these three Psukim together. But we could also understand a little bit different Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. We have Gemara in Masechet Kedushin. The Gemara tells us here in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. It's actually the Pasuk that Baal HaTorim brings down here. Ve'haya Ketzet Moshe la'ohel, yakumu kol ha'am ve'nitzibu ish petach ha'olo, ve'hebitu acharei Moshe ad bo'o ha'ohela. What does it mean, ve'hebitu acharei Moshe? They look up to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara here is saying, "Vehbitu acharei Moshe ad bo ha'ohila, Rabbi Ameh v'Rabbi Yitzchak Napaha." Let's machloket how to explain this pasuk. Had amar l'gnai, v'had amar l'shebach. Well, Hakam said this pasuk. Am Israel used to say this pasuk l'gnai to disgrace Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu. And different Chacham said, no, it was Leshevach. How? The Gemara said, Lignai. Mande Amar Lignai Kidita. The Chacham who said that the Am Yisrael said this Pasuk to be Meganem Moshe Rabbeinu Kidita. What's Kidita? Like it says. Where it says. What does it say? The Gemara doesn't say anything. Rashi tells us here, what does mean Kidita? Meshum de Dabar Migunehu Lorasa Lefersema. The Chacham here in the Gemara didn't want to publicize that Am Yisrael is speaking bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't want to publicize it, but it's written somewhere. Where is it written? Rashi says, "Abal Meforashu b'Midrash, b'Midrash Rabbi Tanhuma, and also in the Gemara Yerushalmi." We'll get to the Gemara soon, be'ezrat Hashem. That's what the pasuk says here. Said Lignai, and the other Chacham said Leshebach. Why is it Leshebach? Man de Amar de Shebach, Amar Haskia, Amar Li Rabbi Hanina Bered Rabbi Abu v'chole v'chole. חכם עובר עומד בין לפניו ארבע עמות וכיוון שעבר ארבע עמות יושב אב בדין עובר עומד בין לפניו מלוא עיניו וכיוון שעבר ארבע עמות יושב נשיא עובר עומד לפניו מלוא עיניו ואין לו יושב עד שישב במקומו שנאמר והביטו אחרי משה עד בואו האוהלה. What does mean? Said we have a halakha that basically the Saracha also they have connected to different Gemara at the end of Masechet Horayot, but we'll don't want to get into it now. The Gemara is telling us it's very simple. When a person sees Talmid Chacham, whenever that Talmid Chacham comes within your four amot, you have to stand up for his honor, and you don't sit until he leaves. That's regular Talmid Chacham. When Abedin comes on, so from the time that you see Abedin, you have to stand up, even though he's far away, more than four amot away from you. You have to stand up. And after he leaves you, you can sit down. That's Abedin. When Nasi comes, you have to stand up from the time you see him. You're not allowed to sit down until that Nasi sits down or until you don't see him anymore. How do you learn this? Shneimar vehbitu ahare Moshe ad bo'o ha'ohila. The pasuk says before, "V'haya kiset Moshe la'ohel yakumu kol ha'am v'nitzibu ish beta ha'ohel." Everyone stands up for what? For the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone says that Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says here he was nasi. V'hi bishurun melech. Who's that bishurun melech? That Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kam kol ha'am v'nitzibu ish beta ha'ohel. V'habitu acharei Moshe ad bo'o ha'ohela. Until he goes inside his tent, everyone nitzibu ish beta ha'ohel. Everyone standing up. That's and you have to respect Talmidei Chachamim. So getting up for the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's obviously Leshebach. That means Am Israel, they want to get Zechut to stand up in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's pick Zechut for them. That's here what the Gemara is telling us here. We have, let's read here the Gemara that Rashi was referring to. What does mean Lignai? Am Israel, now we explain what does mean Leshebach. You stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu, that's big ma'ala for Am Israel. What is it Lignai? We have here the Gemara in Yerushalmi. I don't have to say Yerushalmi because Masechet Shkalim, for some reason, there's no Talmud Babli on Masechet Shkalim, there's only Talmud Yerushalmi. And also with the cycle of Daf Yomi, for some reason also, they don't want to skip Masechet Shkalim, so they learn Talmud Yerushalmi. Within the cycle of Talmud Babli, because there's no Talmud Babli on Masechet Shkalim, so they squeeze in the Yerushalmi, they do not want to miss on this Masechet. Because it says here Masechet Shkalim, Perek He, Mishnah Beit, the Gemara tells us here, Amar Bihama Bar Hanina, Mepsolet Sheluhot Te'ashir Moshe. Shneimar, Pesol Lecha, Shene Luhot Abarim Karishonim, Sheye Psolet Shelcha. So the Gemara says here, הפסוק says, וכתיב, והביטו אחרי משה עד בואו האוהלה, said, תרני מוראין פלי גיבה. אחד אמר לשבח ואחד אמר לגנאי. What Rashi told us, one Chacham is דורש את הפסוק לגנאי, here we're going to see. The Gemara didn't want to publicize it, but here the Gemara Yerushalmi says, we'll tell you what this means לגנאי. מן דה אמר לגנאי, the Chacham who explains it לגנאי, what does mean? חמו שוקה, חמו קרעה, חמו פרקה. אכילו מיהודאי ושתיהו מיהודאי ומדלה מיהודאי. עם ישראל used to talk about משה רבנו, take a look משה רבנו, take a look how fat is he, how chubby is he, how tall is he, where did he get all this fat? Because he's eating from us, he's drinking from us, and all his clothing is wearing everything from us. He took everything from us, משה רבנו. That's Lignai, that's how you talk about משה רבנו. But that's how Am Israel, you're talking against Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, our Gemara didn't want to tell us what happened, but that's here what the Gemara Yerushalmi, that's what the Gemara says here. Uman d'amar l'sheba, I said, Mehmet Tzadikiyah Mizakhe, to see the Tzadikim. Only, v'ayu anicha ro'ot morecha, only to see the Tzadikim. It's big ma'ala. We have the Gemara, Masechet Arubin, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara tells us over there that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he was telling his students about his chokmah, and he was telling his students, he told them, do you know all the chokmah that I got? Do you know from what? And what zechut I got all my chokmah? Because I saw Rabbi Meir from his back. And if I would have saw Rabbi Meir face to face, I would have been much more chacham. There are many pirushim, what does mean? I saw Rabbi Meir from his back. Rashi over there in Gemara, Rubin Yud Gimel Amud Bet, he explains over there, Rashi, he said, when they used to sit in front of their rabbi to learn Torah, when they were young, he used to sit. Rabbi Meir used to sit in the row in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi used to sit behind him. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi always used to see the back of Rabbi Meir. That's what Rashi explains over there. That's why he was Hakam, was Pulpal, he was Harif. That's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So you see that only to see, to look at Talmidei Chachamim, it's something Hashum. But here, now you see Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do you see Gedol Ador, a person who spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu pe el pe? Where do you see such a person? Am Yisrael, whenever they saw Moshe Rabbeinu, said it's a big zechut only to see Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a big zechut. Therefore, Dorshim L'Sheba. But the Hakam was Doresh L'Gnai, he said, take a look, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's eating from us, drinking from us. All his money that he has is only from us. That's what Am Yisrael used to say. But the truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't need Am Yisrael. He has all his money. Where he got all his money, Moshe Rabbeinu? We all know that the Gemara, actually the Midrash, it tells us in Parashat Kitsa, Basuset Pesol Lecha Shene Lohot Abanim Karishonim. What does it mean, Pesol Lecha? The Midrash Rabbah tells us here, Parashat Kitsa, Parashat Mem Vav Siman Bet, he says, Pesol Shele Lohot Ashir Moshe. Why? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Din Hu Sheitol Otan Pesolet Moshe. Why? כי ישראל שלא תעסקו במזוות נתתי להם קולטו בארץ מצרים שנאמר ואדוני נתן תחין העם בעיני מצרים ויש אילום וישירו ומשה שעסק בעצמותיו של יוסף יעני לפיכך אתן לו את הפסולת שיעשיר therefore הקדוש ברוך הוא decided to give משה רבנו all this money why? Because you want all Am Israel, they got wealthy from Bizat Mitzrayim, from before they left Mitzrayim, they empty out Mitzrayim, and not salute from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was getting busy with the Asmut Yosef. It's not fair. Moshe is going to stay ani. Therefore, we have to make him Ashir. That's what the Midrash does here. And here, they bring down Ein Yaakov, also on the Gemara Yeshekalim here. He quotes here, and he brings down that this Mahloket, one Hakam said, Psolet Shel Luchot Ashir Moshe. And different Hakam said, how did Moshe Rabbeinu become Ashir? How did he become Ashir? He said, Mahsab shel Abanim Tobot, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he showed him inside his tent. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu became very wealthy. But Am Israel, they were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are they talking about him? Because in Farshim they explained, said, if you pay attention, how Am Israel became Ashirim, we said before they left Mitzrayim, they took all the gold from Mitzrayim, and also by Kriat Yam Suf, they became very wealthy. Mm-hmm. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't touch anything from there. So where did he get all his money? The problem is that Moshe Rabbeinu, after they left Mitzrayim, everyone sees Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't have money. He didn't collect money from Mitzrayim, he doesn't have money. And after he went up to Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, he came down with the Luchot HaBrit. He saw them doing Avona again. He broke the Luchot. Right away, he went up to pray for them. Then he came down, Arab Rosh Chodesh Elul. He went up Rosh Chodesh Elul third time. Came down Yom Kippur. And right after Yom Kippur, he told them, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to build the Mishkan. Please collect all the money. Bring us Kesev, Zahav, and Choshev, and Parashat Terumah. Next week, Parashah. Zahav, Kesev, and Choshev, and Tchelet, and Ergaman, Turat Shani. Bring all the money. And after it brought all the money, all of a sudden, they see Moshe Rabbeinu, he became very wealthy. Where did he get all his money, Moshe Rabbeinu? Until now, he was very poor. No one knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made him wealthy from where? From he showed him Mahsab Shel Abanim Tobot from inside his tent. Who sees this? No one saw it. Only Moshe Rabbeinu from it was inside the stand. Or according to the other Hakam, how did Moshe Rabbeinu become rich? Sultan Shel Luhot. When he was making the second Luhot, the Psolet came to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how he became rich, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who saw him? Who saw him? Where he got all his money? So Am Yisrael, what they were suspecting Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu, he became very wealthy? Of course. Take a look how much money he collected for the Mishkan. And who's in charge over there? Is there any person writing down who donated what? So of course, what do you want, Moshe Rabbeinu? You don't want him to be rich? That's what basically Am Yisrael, they were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. They're saying that that's why he became very rich, Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'm not making anything up. That's basically what the Midrash Tanhuma, he tells us in Parashat Pekudei, and the end of Siman Zayin, that the Midrash, he tells us here, V'haya kesit Moshe la'ohel v'yabitu ahare Moshe. Same pasuk. Ma hayu omrim, Rabbi Yitzhak haya doresh l'shebach, כדי תלעל פרשת קיצה. יש שבח, it's a big honor, big זכות to see משה רבנו. וחבירו משיבו, דפרן חכם, said, רקע, אדם שנתמנה על מלאכת המשכן, על ככרי כסף, על ככרי זהב, שאין להם חקר ולא משקל ולא מניין, מה אתה רוצה שלא יהיה עשיר? משה רבנו, after he's collecting all his money from עם ישראל, all of a sudden, they have something, עם ישראל, what to suspect משה רבנו on, because all of a sudden, they see משה רבנו became very wealthy. No one knows that he became wealthy from the psolet of the Luhot. They see him before Matan Torah, he was very poor. All Am Israel, they had a lot of gold and money. Moshe Rabbeinu was poor. After Yom Kippur, all of a sudden became very wealthy. How did he become very wealthy? Obviously, he stole the money from us, Chas v'Shalom. That's what we're suspecting him. כששמע כך משה רבנו אמר חייכם, משנגמרה מלאכת המשכן, אני נותן לכם חשבון. וכיוון שנגמרה, אמר להם, אלף עקודי המשכן, משכן העדות, אשר פוקד על פי משה. He was telling them, where did he go with the money? What did he do with all the money they donated? How much money they collected? What did he do with all the money? With this he built the Kerashim, with this he built this, with this he built that. And he gave them all the details, what he did with the money. But that's why they were suspecting him. But whatever it is, even with all this Midrashim, we still have big problem. How could Am Yisrael say about Moshe Rabbeinu, said Achid Medilan, Shatim Medilan, Medle Medilan, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu has is from us. Come on. Moshe Rabbeinu is eating from their money. From their money is eating. Why would any person in the Midbar eat from someone else's food? Mm-hmm. Each person in the Midbar, he has the man coming down from Shamayim. Every person has his own share in the man. So, and if someone tries to leave his share until the next day, the pasuk said, "Vayarum tolaim veibash." It became all ra'an. And why does Moshe Rabbeinu need to eat from their food? Medilan achil, medilan shate. He's eating from us. What do you mean he's eating from us? What do you want? How could they suspect Moshe Rabbeinu such a thing? That Moshe Rabbeinu is eating from them? Is he really eating from them? You see the Midrash Rabbah where he tells us, we have the Midrash, that it says here the Midrash in Parashat Vayera, Parashat Memchait Siman Yud Dalet, Pasuk said that when the Malachim came to Abraham Avinu, פסו סד, ויתן לפניהם, והוא עומד עליהם תחת העץ ויוכלו. The מלאכים, they were eating. How can do מלאכים eat? מלאכים do not eat. They're all spiritual. What do you mean? והוא עומד עליהם תחת העץ ויוכלו. And they eat. What they eat? They're מלאכים. So the Midrash says here, רבי תנחומה משום רבי אלעזר ורבי אבון ושם רבי מאיר, מטלה אמר, he said, משל, people, there's a saying that עם ישראל, that everyone says, עלת לקרתה הלך בנמוסה. If you go to a place, to you go to a town, you have to follow the customs of that town. Therefore, משה רבנו שעלה למעלה שאין אכילה ושתייה, up there in שמיים, no one eats, no one drinks up there in שמיים, there is no food. משה רבנו went up to הר סיני, went up to משה עלה לאלוהים, ולא אכל. שנאמר, בישב בהר 40 יום ו-40 לילה, לחם לא אכלתי ומים לא שתיתי. He did not drink. Why? Because he was up there in שמיים. Since that the custom up there in שמיים, there's no food, there's no drink. משה רבנו, he went up, there's no food. אבל למטה, here on earth, people they do eat. יש אכילה ושתייה. And therefore, when the מלאכים came down here on earth, even though the Malachim do not eat, but since that our custom here on earth that we do eat, we do drink, therefore the Malachim, they were eating. Why? Because it's the same way when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, the custom up there not to eat, he also didn't eat. Malachim came down here, a custom over here to eat, the Malachim, they also ate. That's here what the Midrash is telling us. I saw something interesting that Pirush Ayun Yaakov, Pirush Ayun Yaakov on Masechet Sota, the Fudalet, he tells us here, the Gemara says here, the Rash Rabbi Samlai, Mpeneman Tava Moshe Rabbeinu Lekanes Leeres Israel, Vechilech, Ol Mpriya Hu Tzarich, Ol Sbu'a Mtuba Hu Tzarich. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Kadosh Baruch Hu 515 prayers, you want to enter Eretz Israel? He wants to eat from the fruits over there. Eretz Hatav Sora, what he wants, Moshe Rabbeinu? Ela, kach amar Moshe, many mzvot, a person could keep them only in Eretz Israel, therefore, he wants to keep more mzvot. That's what the Gemara said, Hacham Le Bikach Mitzvot. Who was that Hacham Le? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Every person of Am Israel who were busy collecting money from the Mitzriim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wants to do Mitzvah. He was looking for Asmot Yosef. Why? Because that's he's doing Mitzvah. Yosef, he met Shevuat of Am Israel, Hashbeya, Hashbeya, at Bnei Israel, Emor. Bakod, Vkod, Erodim, Atchem, Va'alten, at Asmotayim, Zeh, Techem. Take out all my Asamot. You have to take all the bones. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for mitzvot. That's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu he wanted to enter Eretz Israel, since that many mitzvot a person could do only in Eretz Israel, therefore he wants to go there to keep the mitzvot. I saw him Pirush Ayun Yaakov, he tells us here, Efshar de Kushiyahu al pi mash de'ita b'midrash Yalkut Sof Perashat Kitsa Vehi Moshe Bahar 40 yom v'arba'im laila Vehi Efshar le'lud isha le'yot 40 yom b'lo achila u'b'lo shtiyah. How could Moshe Rabbeinu survive all the 40 days he was in heaven? Ela, azlit lekarta, azil ben Musa. Ad kan leshono. That's what the Midrash we just read. He went up there to Shamayim, the custom over there, not to eat. He also shouldn't eat. What does it mean? Upirashti besifri shevut Yaakov, deachika amar ha-Midrash, v'chi efshar leilud isha lehiyot bilo achila ushtiyah. Said, l'chaora, I understand when the Malachim came down here on earth, they did eat. Why? Because the custom down here to eat, the Malachim, even though they do not need to eat, but they did eat. Why? Because that's the custom down here. But how could the Midrash tell me that since that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, the custom up there not to eat, therefore he had to follow the custom not to eat. How could the person follow the custom of someone else if it's going to cost him his life? Moshe Rabbeinu is a human. How could the person survive 40 days and 40 nights without water, without food? There's no way. What the Midrash telling me? You have to follow the custom over there. What custom? What are you talking about? How could the person survive? Even if he wants, he cannot survive. The Midrash is saying it's very simple. But this, since that the custom up there not to eat, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat. How could he survive? The Midrash, it sounds like he said something very simple, but l'chaorat, it's impossible. How could it be? אלא על כורחך צריך לומר דמשה באמת נעשה במדרגת המלאך. He said, you have no other answer but to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't a human. He was מלאך. Like the Pasuk said, וישלח מלאך ויוציאנו ממצרים. Who's that מלאך? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the מלאך. So he became like an angel. Moshe Rabbeinu is an angel. He does not need to eat at all. Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk tells us at the end of Zot HaBaracha, Zot HaBaracha, Asher Barach Moshe, Ish HaElohim. What does it mean, Ish HaElohim? Ish, it means a man. Elohim, it means spiritual. What Elohim? Elohim, it could be Malachim. Malachim, they're also called Elohim. V'yari'u kol b'nei Elohim. What's b'nei Elohim? That's Malachim. So there's different groups of Malachim, like the Rambam explains, and the Yisodot HaTorah, Al-Khot Yisodot HaTorah, it tells us there are 10 different levels of Malachim, and each group has different name. You have Seraphim, Aralim, Hashmalim, Elohim, Bnei Elohim, they have Malachim, many different names, the Malachim they have. So here, Pasuk said, וזאת הברכה שברך משה, איש האלוהים. Is he איש or is he Elohim? Is he Malach or is he human? The Midrash says, Mihasiyo ul-Mata, he was human. Mihasiyo ul-Ma'la, he was angel. He was Malach. So he says here, the Ayun Yaakov, there's no other way to explain that Midrash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, he did not eat because that's the custom up there. That's for sure, there's no other answer but to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was an angel. There was Malach. Veishlach Malach veyosayinu Mitzrayim. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. In Cain, he says, oh, if that's the case, now it's hard. What's kashe? Lama achal Moshe Rabbeinu lemata? If Moshe Rabbeinu was an angel, I understand when he went up to Shamayim, he didn't eat. Why? Because there's a custom up there not to eat. You're also an angel. You could also survive without eating. Just like the Malachim survive, you're also Malach. So I understand why he didn't eat up there. But why Moshe Rabbeinu? He was eating down here on earth. Until now we understood the Midrash that is saying, how come Moshe Rabbeinu did not eat up there? Because the custom not to eat. He's explaining exactly the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was an angel. He does not need to eat. Therefore, when he went up to Shamayim, he didn't eat just like the Malachim. But when he came down here, why did he eat down here, Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, Am Yisrael, they saw Moshe Rabbeinu. He was eating, the man, like any other person. Why did he eat down here, Moshe Rabbeinu? If he was an angel, he doesn't need to eat. And since that, the custom down here is to eat, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was eating, just like the Malachim, when they came to Abraham Abinu, they were eating down here, even though they did not need to eat. Moshe Rabbeinu, same thing. When he went down here, he was eating because that's a custom down here. So he explains the Midrash exactly the opposite from simple understanding. Dilkach amar, dilkach achal Moshe lemata, mishum azil lekarta halich ben Musa. עד כאן לשונו. ואם כן, שפיר מקשה. If that's the pirush of the midrash, now we have good question here. The Gemara is asking, ואיכי לאכול פריה הוא צריך? או לצבוע מטבעה הוא צריך? Moshe Rabbeinu, why he wanted to go to Israel? He want to eat from the fruits? He was malach, he doesn't need to eat. Why he wants to go over there? דהלו, כל אכילתו לא היה אלא רק ללכת בין מוסי המדינה. כי כך היה כי הוא היה במדרגת מלאך, לכך אין לחשוש גם כן משום צער גלגול מחלות וכדומה, כמעט שהיה בו קדושה יתרה. Therefore, the Gemara has a valid question over here. Why Moshe Rabbeinu prayed so much he wanted to enter Israel, he wants to eat over there? Moshe was מלאך. All the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was eating around Am Israel, because the custom through Am Israel to eat, therefore he was eating. Now he wants to go to Israel, he wants to eat over there. Doesn't make sense. Therefore, the Gemara says here, why he wanted to go to Israel? Because he wanted to keep more mitzvot. That's Hacham, they become mitzvot. So you see again, that really Moshe Rabbeinu, not only that he has his own share in the man, and he does not need to eat from Am Israel, even more than the Midrash we just read, he does not need to eat at all, Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone saw that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim and he didn't take any food with him. Person, he goes on a trip, how much food he packs with him? Oh, maybe we don't have this. They take more than what they eat at home. Every person, when they go on a trip, they have to take food and this and that and to make sure and this, the whole list they make. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim. What did he take with him? He took tzedah. Become tzedah, lo asu lahem. What did he take with him? Nothing. Yoshua ben Nun, he went up with him also. He only took a stick. That's all he took. How did he survive 40 days and 40 nights in Shamayim? How did he survive? Am Yisrael, they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu does not need to eat at all. He was Malach, Veishlach Malach, like we said. So how could Am Yisrael, the Gemara said here in Yerushalmi, Achil Medilan, Shatei Medilan, is eating from us, drinking from us. How could Am Yisrael, how dare they are to say this about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is eating from their food? Does he need your food? Every person has his own share, and that's a regular person. Kochikel Moshe Rabbeinu, that he does not need to eat at all. So how could even I don't know, it sounds from the Gemara Masechet Shkalim that they did not lie. They didn't say anything and lie against Moshe Rabbeinu that he's stealing from us, he's taking from us. They didn't say that doesn't sound from the Gemara that they were lying about Moshe Rabbeinu. No. They're saying whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, that's what he was doing. He was eating from us. What do you mean he was eating from you? Why does he need to eat from you? Chavra, it's mind-boggling what the Gemara is telling us. It's hard to understand what's going on. So to understand this, we have David HaMelech. He tells us in Sefer Tehillim, Pasuk says, and here in Perek Samech Gimal in Tehillim, Kimo chelev vadeshen tisba' nafshi, v'sifte renanot yihallel pi. What does it mean? It said, the same way a person, when he eats, and he eats something fat, he eats something delicious, his body enjoys it. David HaMelech is saying, same thing, Sifter Renanot Yehallel Pi. My soul, David HaMelech is saying, my soul gets full, gets its enjoyment. How? by praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it tells us here, explains also further the Metzudat David here, כמו חלב הדשן, כמו שצבע הנפש מאכלי חלב הדשן, כך תצבע נפשי אם יעלל פי את השם בהרבה לשונות של רננות. So that's what he said. The food of David HaMelech was, he wants to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more. That's how he gets full. So the same way the body, every regular person's body, he gets full by eating. David HaMelech, he gets full by praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the tzaddikim, when they see and they experience the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that's the real nourishment. That's all the tzaddikim. they understand this, that's their real ta'anug. That they enjoy keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're doing nachat ruach in front of Hashem. You see a mabdil alef habdalot, a guy, he has a store and he has customers. Customers coming in and out, and every customer is making a lot of money on him. Many times you see people, they're busy at their work, especially if they're making money, they're making profits. They forget even to eat. They have their lunch, or they want to take the hour of break. They want to eat. Said, "Habal to eat now, not because they're making more money." So that's how Hamabdil, as you see, many people they forget to eat at work. The tzaddikim, since that they're so connected with keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said their nourishment is where it comes. Their hana'a, their real ta'anu, comes for keeping the mitzvot. You see, the Midrash Rabbah tells us here in Masechet, I'm saying. In the Midrash Rabbah, in Megillat Kohelet, Parashahet, Pasuk Alef, it says on the Pasuk here that telling us, Chokhmat Adam Ta'ir Panav. Chokhmat Adam Ta'ir Panav. The Chokhmat that the person has, that's what makes him shining and looks nice and looks enjoying life when he learns Torah and he keeps the mitzvot. The Midrash tells us here, Obed Kochabim Ehad Ra'a et Rabbi Yehuda Bar El'ai. One guy, he saw once Rabbi Yehuda Bar El'ai, Hamteh Apoy Nehirin. He saw his face, looks chubby and nice and red. He looks good. He doesn't look starving, doesn't look, he's eager, he wants something and he's missing it. It doesn't seem like this, he looks normal. So Amar, so the guy said, "Hadin gabra had mintelat melin itbe." This guy said, "For sure, he has one of these three items that I'm gonna say. He has one of them. That's why he's so happy, so calm, so enjoying life. What are these three things that he's suspecting of Yehuda bar El'ai that he has?" He said, "Oh, shatui hamar. Must have been either Yehuda bar El'ai is drunk. He drinks a lot of wine, and when the person gets drunk." He feels that he has everything, but really has nothing. At least he feels like it. Either he gets drunk, or muzif birbita, or he lends his money and he charges interest. Why? Because people who charge interest, even while they're sleeping, their money is making profit. They're making interest. Every night and every night and every night, their money, collecting more money. That's how people, without them touching, without them doing anything. They're going home, they're sleeping, and their money is working for them. Why? Because every night they're charging interest. So either Rabbi Yehuda bar El'ai, either he drinks a lot of wine, therefore he looks so happy, or he's malveh berbit, or merbeh hazirim. He raises pigs. Why? Because the pigs, they don't have to spend on their food. Why? Because they eat everything they eat, whatever they find they eat. So therefore, this Rabbi Yehuda bar El'ai said he must have been doing either one of these three. Shema Rabbi Yehuda bar El'ai amar le tepach ruchei de'ahu gabra. He heard them and he said, "Mah Hashemo, this goy rasha. He's suspecting me. I'm doing one of these three things." He said, "Cannot be. De had min telatehon let be. Not even one of the three that he mentioned, I'm doing. Why? Because all three of them are asur for us." He said, "He's telling me that I lend my money berbit, I charge interest?" I said, "What is he talking about?" The Pasuk says, "Lo tashich li'achicha neshech kesef, neshech ochel, neshech kol dabar asher ishach." You're not allowed to charge interest from your fellow Jew. Anything. You're not allowed to. And he's suspecting me, I'm going against the Torah, Hasm Shalom. This first thing, for sure, doesn't apply to me. Second thing, he's telling me that I raise pigs, so also doesn't make sense why. The Asur leh lebar Israel lemerbei hazirem. We're not allowed to raise pigs. Am Israel, any Jew is not allowed to raise pigs. So you suspecting me I'm doing it. And what the third thing is suspecting me, that I drink a lot of wine, therefore I'm drunk. He said, "Tepahrohot, the machshemu why? The afilu arba kase de anashatit belele pesha azik leregime pesha vaat atziret." Said he's claiming that I drink a lot of wine. He said the four cups that I have to drink the night of the seder, I drink them because I have to drink them, but my head hurts me for a long time until Shavuot. My head's hurt me because of the four cups that I drank. And he's saying that I drink a lot of wine. None of the things that he's suspecting me, I have. So, but now he still has to answer him. So how come you look so, your face looks chubby and nice and calm and everything? So he asked him, said, if that's the case, how come your face looks so nice? So he told him that's the chokhmah that I have, the Torah that I have, that's what makes my face shining and looks nice. That means, what does it mean? Rabbi Yehuda bar Elai, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin tells us that the sheker ahein behebel yofi isha yirat Adonai hi talal. What the pasuk referring to? The Gemara tells us, "Sheker achen zederosh el Moshe Rabbeinu." How big tzaddikim there was during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? All of them tzaddikim, or Dor Hamidbar. They're all tzaddikim. Sheker achen, it's not worth a lot. Vehebel ayofi, that's the rosh of Yeshua ben Nun. Even the generation of Yeshua ben Nun, not so hashub. What generation is the most hashub? Zederosh el Rabbi Yehuda bar Elai. The generation of Rabbi Yehuda bar Elai, that was the real Yirat Hashem, he talal. Why? Because the Gemara said they were very poor. Rabbi Yehuda bar Elai, the Gemara said it was very poor. He didn't have anything to wear. He was very poor. One day he didn't show up to Beit HaMidrash. They asked him why he didn't come to Beit HaMidrash today. So he told them, I'm embarrassed to tell you, but my wife has to go do something. So I had to stay home. They told him, I don't understand. Your wife has to go somewhere. What do you have to do with your wife? What do you have to do? She went somewhere. You come to Beit HaMidrash. What are you connected with your wife? You have kids to watch. Why you cannot come? He told them, you don't understand. We in the house, we have only one clothing, one set of clothing. When I go outside, I wear it. When she goes outside, she wears it. You want me to come naked to Beit HaMidrash? Hasv Shalom. How can I go there? Therefore, I couldn't come. I cannot come like this. I was waiting for her to come because that's the only clothing we have in the house. I heard once from one of the Chachmei Musar, and they say, oh, if that's the case, how could he wear her clothing? That's the Pasuk said. Lo yechil geber al isha, velo yilbash geber simlat isha. A man's not allowed to wear woman's clothing. Woman's not allowed to wear men's clothing. So how come they were sharing the same clothing? Elah, he said it wasn't even clothing. It was smartut. It was just like a galabia. It was just like, you know, a robe, big robe. It's not only for men or for ladies. It's all just like a towel they put on top of their body to cover their body. That's what they have. They were very poor, and still he was very happy. He saw him that go. He saw Rabbi Yehuda bar Elai. So I'm very happy. So what happened? Why Rabbi Yehuda was so happy? Because he knew when he keep the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the real ta'anuk, that's the real simcha that the person has when he keeps the mitzvot. That's basically what the Mishnah in Perkei Avot tells us, Kachi Derkash El Torah. How does the person, if he wants to earn the title of Torah, he wants the Torah to be part of him, what should he do? Pat v'melach tochal, u'mayim mesorah teshte, v'ala aris tishan, v'chaye tzar techiyeh, u'batorah ta'amid. So the person, he has to eat dry bread. Drink a little bit of water, and you sleep on the floor, and you have to toil a lot on the Torah. Kachi derkash el Torah. And Farshim, they ask, kachi derkash el Torah. So why would the person be happy to learn Torah if that's the case? You asking me to learn Torah, so I should eat a little bit, drink a little bit, and sleep on the floor? No pillow, no mattress, no nothing. What do you want? Why would people run to learn Torah? Why should they go to learn Torah? The Mishnah continues with one more sentence. It said, "Imata oseken, אשריך וטוב לך. אשריך בעולם הזה וטוב לך לעולם הבא. If you're gonna follow the whatever the Mishnah is saying, you're gonna enjoy אשריך בעולם הזה וטוב לך לעולם הבא. You're gonna enjoy your life in this world, you're gonna enjoy obviously your life in העולם הבא. But how could the person, you tell me that those people who are eating תלמידי חכמים, they're enjoying life? How could it be? We cannot understand it. I said, yeah, you know why? Because you never tried it. Try it, and then you'll feel. אם אתה עושה כן, if you're following whatever the Mishnah is saying, then you're going to feel the beauty of the Torah. But you have to follow. You have to follow. You have to learn the Torah. You have to accept upon yourself the toil of the Torah. כל המקבל עליו, עול תורה, מעבירים ממנו עול מלכות ועול דרך ארץ. Any person who accept upon himself to learn the Torah, then הקדוש ברוך הוא is watching over him. That person is keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously Hashem is going to take care of him, is going to watch over him. No one could do anything to him because he's keeping the mitzvot. That's the whole purpose of the person. He was created. Adam li'amal yulad. What li'amal? A person has to toil. What kind of toil? Zeh amala shel Torah, hachim nisim. Person, when he learns the Torah, he tastes the Torah, pasut ta'amuru kitob Adonai. What's ta'amuru? You try to explain to a person, I don't know, he have a person, let's say, he never tasted an apple in his life. And now you want to explain to him, what does the apple taste like? Tell him, listen, it tastes a little bit sweet, but a little bit sour at the same time, but I don't know. You try to explain to him 100 times, he's not going to get it. The easiest way how to explain to him, give him a piece. Taste it, and you see what does it taste like. That's the same thing. It's a ta'amuru kitob Hashem. People, you could hear from a lot of people, we enjoy learning the Torah, that's our life, that's everything. People are going to say, come on, what are you enjoying? Sitting down in Beit HaMikdash, what are you doing over there? That's, you call it enjoyment. Ta'amuru, taste it. If you really taste it, you want to taste the Torah, you're going to feel the real enjoyment. That's what Hakim tell us. That's what David the Melech said, kemohele badeshin tzba'a nafshi, vesfter ananot yallel pi. That's the enjoyment of David the Melech. Same way regular people, when they eat and they drink, they get their enjoyment for their body. David the Melech said, I get my enjoyment by learning Torah, by keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the real simcha of David the Melech. Now, we have the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. We all know that when Am Israel, by Matan Torah, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma'ah, Kol asher deber Adonai na'aseh v'nishma'ah, the Gemara tells us here in Shabbat, Taf Pechet Amud Aleph, דרש רבי סימאי בשעה שהקדימו ישראל נעשה לנשמע, because עם ישראל said נעשה first and then נשמע, באו 60 רבו של מלאכי שרת, לכל אחד ואחד מישראל קשרו לו שני כתרים, אחד כנגד נעשה ואחד כנגד נשמע. עם ישראל, when they said נעשה ונשמע, מלאכי שרת came down, they put two crowns on every Jew, one crown כנגד נעשה, one crown כנגד נשמע. Where there's a place on the head to put two crowns, I don't know exactly, but obviously it was something spiritual. That Am Israel, they felt that crown, they felt the enjoyment, they felt the connection between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were so happy when they got these two crowns. But the problem is, 40 days after, they did Avon Aigel, Ba'avonot Arabim. So, וכיוון שחטאו ישראל בעוון העגל, ירדו 120 רבו מלאכי חבלה ופרקום. שנאמר והתנצלו בין ישראל את הדיים מהר חורב. So what happened? When עם ישראל did עוון העגל, מלאכים came down, מלאכי חבלה, they took away all the כתרים. All the crowns, they took it away. But the Gemara continues here. אמר ביוחנן, וכולן זכה משה ונטלן. All these crowns, who took all these crowns? משה רבנו took them. שנאמר, רשי תלת עשיר, שנאמר, ומשה יקח את האוהל. What's Moshe Kach et Ohel? He took all the crowns, all the shining that Am Israel they got from the crowns. Obviously, it was something spiritual they got from the crowns. All this, Moshe Rabbeinu, he took all their Kedusha, he absorbed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kach et Ohel. What's Ohel? Rashi tells us, it's from the Lashon. Oto Eidi Lashon Aher et Ohel. What does mean it? Ohel lashon behlo niro ale roshi. That was the hila. That was the kedusha that they have, the shining, the kedusha that they have on top of Am Israel. The two ktarim, Moshe Rabbeinu took everything from them. That's here what the Gemara is telling us over here. Now, that's what Am Israel they meant by saying Moshe Rabbeinu is eating from us, is drinking from us, everything that he has is from us. And we say that they're talking bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, but what about Chas v'Shalom, that Am Israel is talking bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's eating from them and drinking from them? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu need their food? Why would he need their water? He has his own share in the man, and he has his own the water with the Be'erash and Maryam. Why does he need their food? Why does he need their money? And the money, he has his own money. Kadosh Baruch Hu made him rich. He has everything. So what they're saying about him, especially after we told you that Midrash, Moshe Rabbeinu, he does not need to eat at all. So what they're claiming about against Moshe Rabbeinu? And I said, no. They're not saying bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, Chas v'Shalom. It's Dorshim Lignai, they're not saying bad about Moshe. What does it mean, Dorshim Lignai? It means how bad we are. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he took everything that we had. What did we have? When we said Na'aseh v'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 2 crowns for each person. It was something spiritual. And every person, when he reaches that level that he has 2 crowns, by Matan Torah, Am Israel, they reach a very high level. Ani amarti Elohim etem, ubnei alyom kulechem, hachim etalas, at Ma'amad Har Sinai, they reach Am Israel, madrigat Adam HaRishon, before he ate from Eitz HaDa'at. Same way Adam HaRishon, before he ate from Eitz HaDa'at, there was no mitah, he wasn't scheduled to die, there's no death on earth. That's what Am Israel, they reached that level by Matan Torah. By Ma'amad Har Sinai, they said, Na'aseh v'Nishma, they reached the level, no more people are going to die. Ani amarti Elohim etem, ubnei alyom kulechem. What's Elohim etem? Like Malachim. Malach dies. There's no death. They reached the level of Madrigat Adam HaRishon before he ate from Eitz HaDa'at. There's no death. But the problem, after Habbaltim Ma'asechem, the Pasuk said, Achen ke Adam temutun uka'had sarim tepolu. Because you ruined and you did Abirot, therefore, now you're going to go back to die. But before they did Avon Ha'egel, they reached such a high level. And they earned, each one he earned 2 crowns. But not something simple. For sure, it has a big ma'ala. And because they did Avon Ha'egel, they lost all the crowns. And who took all their crowns? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's eating from us, drinking from us. Why Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he has his own share of the man, he has everything, and he wasn't happy with the food that he's eating, like what when we were happy. When the person eats, he enjoys the food. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kemo halev hadeshen tzba'a nafshi, v'sfter ananoti alpi." Moshe Rabbeinu was enjoying keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he had the man, he had everything, lechem abirim achaleish, what was the man? The man was the food that the Malachi Sharit used to eat. It was something spiritual. We have the Ramban, an interesting Ramban, that he tells us by Parashat Haman, that the man has a lot of segulot in it. The man has a lot of things in it that Am Israel, they got from the man, all something very spiritual. It's interesting that a person should read the Ramban over there. He explains, he goes in details a lot about the man that was lechem, that Malachi Sharit used to eat, and lechem t'or shechina, ziv shechina is in it. It was all something spiritual. Even the man that Am Israel ate was something spiritual. But Am Israel, when they were eating the man, after they did Avon Ha'egel, they're enjoying the man same way we enjoy steak, same way we enjoy a loaf of bread. But Moshe Rabbeinu said for him, the real enjoyment is what? Keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his enjoyment. So really, all the Ketushah that Am Israel they reached by Ma'amad Har Sinai, when they did Avon Ha'egel, they lost it. All of it went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now when they say Moshe Rabbeinu took all what belonged to us, Medilan Achil, Medilan Shate, Medilan Medle, he took everything from us, they weren't talking bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, they weren't talking bad about themselves. If we would have stayed in our high level, we would have also reached the level that Moshe Rabbeinu is enjoying keeping the mitzvot. But the problem is by us. Because we didn't keep that level, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu took everything from us. That's how Hakim they explain that really they did not speak bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, they were talking bad. They felt bad about themselves. Therefore, they were saying these things. If we would have stayed on that level, we would have also enjoyed keeping them as well, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. But we lost it when we did Avon Ha'egel. When a person started doing Abirot, when a person started listening to Yisra Rara. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat says, "Kach darko shel Eliezer Rara, hayo omer lo asikach, mahar omer lo asikach, ad sheomer lo kum abod avodah zara." Yisr Ra'a doesn't come to the person in one shot and tells them, let's do Abu Dazra. No one's going to listen to him. And tell them slowly, slowly. Today, you don't have to learn Torah. Tomorrow, it's okay, you could go on the internet. After tomorrow, you could go places. You could do this, you could do that, you could do this. Until at the end, it's already in his hand. And he tells them whatever he tells them, let's do Abu Dazra. Okay, we'll do Abu Dazra. That's how Yisr Ra'a, he comes in a person, doesn't come in one shot. He comes in one shot, no one's going to listen to him. Slowly, 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 until he gets him. He gets a person. That's how the Yisr Ra'a works. Therefore, Am Yisrael said, if we would have stayed in our level, we would have enjoyed it. But the problem that we followed the orders of Yisr Ra'a, therefore, we fell in the trap. That's what happened. And we started off in the beginning. We said, "V'chim kor ish et betole ama lo tetzik etzit ha'abadim." We told you that "V'chim kor ish." Who's that ish? That's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem ish melchama. Hashem, kibyachol, he put the neshama. What is neshama? Chalek alo amal, part of kibyachol of ziv hashchina. That's the neshama every person has, and he sends it le'ama. Where he sends it to every body has a neshama in it. But everybody has to keep his neshama holy. How? By keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when the body starts following the running after Yisr Ra'a, doing abuda, doing abirot here, abirot there, then that person, then is not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom. To be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to follow the order. So the pasuk said, "V'chim kor ish et b'to le'ama," the Torah said, "Lo tetzik etzit ha'abadim." What does mean? Lot tzeket et abadim. Don't let that neshama leave the connection between the neshama and Hakadosh Baruch Hu by what? Keset abadim. Just like how Ebed Kenaani could leave. Rashi told us, we said in the beginning, Ebed Kenaani, if his master he made him blind or he drop off one of his teeth, he goes free. But here the pasuk said, "Ebed Ebri or Shifha Ebri, they do not go out by Shin Ba'ayin." If the master of Ebed Ebri, he made him blind or he dropped off one of his teeth, it doesn't go free. Only Ebed Kenani goes free by Shin Ba'ayin. And the pasuk tells us here, "V'chim kor ish et betol ama Kadosh Baruch Hu," he sent the neshama to every person's body. Lo tesek haset ha'abadim. How does the regular Ebed Kenani leaves his master by Shin Ba'ayin? Hakim said, "Shein va'ayin. Shein, that's the teeth. What do people do with their teeth? They grind. They eat food. They enjoy life. But in our term, he said, people they enjoy life. They eat something delicious. They bite it and they chew it, and that's how they enjoy it. That's the ta'ava of the food of the eating. And then that's the shein. What the ayin? That's the ta'ava of the person. Velo taturu acharei le'vachem v'acharei anechem." When the person he has to watch over, he shouldn't look at things that he's not supposed to look at. That's a shen v'ayin. Hakim tell us shen v'ayin. If you do the gematria shen and ayin together, shen is 350. Add the nun of the ayin, that's already 400, and the ayin and the yud gematria said 480. 480. Hakim tell us we know the head of the Yisr Ra'a, the Who Satan, who is Ra'a, Malach Mavet, his name is Samach Mem. Malach Samach Mem. And his female is called Lilith. That's how it's called. If you do the gematria of Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud Taf, what's the gematria? Exactly 480. It's exactly the same gematria of Shein plus Ayin. That means every person has to watch his Shein and Ayin because that's the beginning of all the Abirot. When a person starts eating something that is not supposed to eat, then his body grows up from something which is not kosher or from something that's not good that he's supposed to eat. Then, therefore, his body grows up now with the abira. Pasuk said, "V'lo tameu bahem v'entmetim bam." And if you pay attention on these two ibarim, the mouth and the eye. The Torah tells us about these two things, especially you have to make them holy. How? The Pasuk said, "V'etkaddishtem v'yitem kedoshim." What does "V'etkaddishtem v'yitem kedoshim"? The Gemara learns, "V'etkaddishtem elumayim rishonim, v'yitem kedoshim elumayim aharonim." It means the person, why would the person do my netilat yadayim and my maharonim? Obviously, he has to eat. And how does the Torah refers to it with Kodesh Tem? Watch out what you eat. Watch out. Not everything you have to eat. Not everything. The Rabban writes over there, Kedushim to you. What's Kedushim to you? Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elohechem. What does Kedushim to you? The Rabban writes, Kadesh Asmecha B'mutar Lecha. That means not everything the person has to eat. Today, Ba'avonot HaRabim, people, they don't look at things they go now to the supermarket. They look at things, whatever their eye desires. I'm in the mood for this, I'm in the mood for that. They buy it and they eat it. So nothing wrong with it. It's kosher. It's Ashgahat Abadas, everything is kosher. No problem. But I saw once in one of the Sfarim, they bring them, said all the Ashgahot that they put, that it tells you there's Ashgaha, that the food, the ingredients in that food is kosher. There's no hazir, there's nothing non-kosher mixed into it. But he said there's no hashgaha in the world that if that food is not going to affect you in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No such hashgaha. That hashgaha that maybe if you're going to eat that food's going to make it, going to raise your desire. Now you have desire to eat this. Tomorrow it's going to drag you more to eat something else, and to eat something else. Then where are you? Where's the holiness? The Ramban writes, וקדושים תהיו, קדש עצמך במותר לך, even something which is okay, it's okay to eat. You have to put borders, not everything that it's okay you could eat. But you eat whatever you need to eat. Not everything that it's kosher you have to eat. Today, as I said, they said it's kosher, so let's buy it. So because it's kosher, not everything kosher you have to eat. So no, whatever your body needs, whatever you feel that you need it, you eat it. But Kadesh HaSmecha Mutar Lecha. That's what I said. If the person is going to follow his desires of eating, then there's no end to it. Where is he going to end up with? Who knows? Probably he's going to desire something which is not kosher, and he has Yesar Ara already, he cannot control himself, he's going to eat it at the end. Therefore, you have to put Derim. Person has to put borders. This I could eat, this I cannot eat, this I have to eat. I have to say, Kadesh HaSmecha Mutar. That's basically what the Ramban is telling us. That the Torah tells us the person has to be holy with the food, with the shin. With the ayin also, the Pasuk said every day, we say it a few times. Velut HaToru Aharei Levchem Be'Aharei Einechem Ashtem Zonim Ahareihen Leman Zkeru Ba'azatem V'yitem Kedoshim Lelohechem. That when the person he follows his eyes, he watches over what he looks at. He doesn't look at things that he's not supposed to look at. Then the Torah said, then you're going to be Kadosh. But if the person doesn't watch his eyes, it's not called Kadosh. Therefore, here, these two things, it said, Lo tetzei ketzei ta'abadim. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the neshama to this world, to the body, don't let that neshama leaves the body because of the shin and the ayin. Just like Ibed Kena'ani does. Ibed Kena'ani, he goes free by shin va'ayin. Ibed Abrin, no. Not Ibed Abrin, not Shifha. Shifha Abriya, Ibed Abrin, they do not leave Bishin Va'ayin. That's the lesson of Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us this week's parasha. Don't let your neshama leave the body because you are following the desires of your ta'avot of the Shin and the Ayin. You have to watch out. Let's hear what Hakim tells us. These two things, the Pasuk is emphasizing on them. That's what we have the lesson from this week's parasha. That every person has to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. These things is that the person he might fall in the trap, very easy. He desires something, that's it. Everything starts from here. Pasuk said, "Velo tammeu bahem v'tmetim bam." The Gemara Masechet Yebamot learns, "Al tammeu bahem," and what? Ma'achalot asurot, anything that's non-kosher food, person should not eat it. V'tmetim bam. What's v'tmetim bam? The Gemara said, "Atkrei v'tmetim bam, ela v'nittamtim libam." The heart of the person when he eats something not kosher, his heart becomes blocked from understanding the Berei Kedusha. Doesn't understand. There was once, they bring down a story that a group of people, they sent a letter to the Rambam. My man did send them a letter. And they had, in that letter, they had all kind of questions about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu exist? What's the proof that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who said he's still controlling the earth? Whatever. All kind of things about belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They ask him, all the people in that town, they're asking this question. It means there's something, a major problem over there. The Rambam, he wrote them back. He very short answer. He told them, I recommend that you should watch out what you eat. That's the answer. He mailed it back. What do you mean? He told them, why you have such questions about the Kadosh Baruch Hu and about all these things? most probably you're eating something not kosher. That's what make your heart blocked from understanding the truth. Therefore, he told them, when from the time you're going to start eating only kosher, then automatically you're going to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person starts eating something not kosher, that's going to take him only, it's going to take him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chain. And the ayin, same thing, what we said. Person is going to desire to look at something. It's going to start with this, then it's going to, who knows what is he going to end up with. Therefore, these two things, the Pasuk said, Lo tetzei kaset abadim. Hashem sent our neshama here to this world. We have to work on ourselves that at least these two things we have to start. That's a petah. That's the opening of all kind of abirot. We have to watch these two ibarim that we have, Kadosh Baruch Hu give us, keep it holy, Be'ezer Hashem Tbarach, and then Abal Tahirim saying, oh, we have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tosafot tell us that the same way the person, he has to watch out to what comes from to his mouth, he has to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu that nothing not kosher should come to his mouth, even by mistake. Why? Because if the person is righteous, if the person is tzaddik, the Gemara said, a few places the Gemara says, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over tzaddikim, that they should not eat something not kosher. Even though any other abirot, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's free will. Every person could do whatever he wants, but the tzaddikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over them, lo yeunel le'tzaddik kol aven. Kadosh Baruch Hu, ragle hasidah vishmur. Said, behemtan she tzaddikim, ena Kadosh Baruch Hu bitakala al yadam. Kol sheken tzaddikim asman. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over them, should not eat something not kosher. That's what we have to learn by Ezra Hashem Yitbarach. We have to work on it by Ezra Hashem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, as I said, Abal Tahirim Sayin Oto, said that's the lesson that we have to learn, that V'chim kor ishet b'to le'ama lo tetzei kaset ha'abdim, watch over these two, Shen and Ayin, because that's the petah of all the Tumah. That we said, Shen Ayin Gematria 480, that's the same Gematria of the female of Malach Samech Mem. Therefore, the person should watch out these things, and he should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should help us. And the Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us watch over our Shen and Ayin, and with this, going to lead us, Be'ez Hashem, to keep more mizvot and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and scale Gula Shel Nema, Mera Be'yamin, Amen Be'yamin. Rabbi Hanan Amnach, Shomer, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zekot Israel, Lefichach, Rabbi Hanan, Tanaz, Vashneim,